I am sure that you've heard of those very rare times when someone finds some work of art, usually a painting, that has been hidden for decades in a place like an attic or some storage place, and then they take it to some sort of sale or auction, only to discover that it is a long-lost masterpiece that then sells for a huge amount of money. In most of those cases, the piece has been hidden away for a very long time. But let me tell you a true story, and it's one where the work of art wasn't hidden or locked away at all. There was a grimy painting, actually, depicting Jesus' arrest after the Last Supper that hung for decades in a dining room in one of the religious houses of some priests in Dublin, Ireland. And no one ever really paid much attention to it for all those years, as it just collected a lot of dust and dirt, you know, what happens sometimes with things on the wall. Then one day those priests in that house actually had a visitor come and stay with them. But he happened to be an art expert. Though its colors certainly had been covered by smoke and dust, he was able to recognize it as a work of great value. And under close investigation, it actually turned out to be a work of that famous Italian Renaissance painter, Caravaggio. And this painting was called The Taking of Christ. It had actually been lost for about 200 years. And there it was. That painting actually now hangs in Dublin at their National Art Gallery, and it's one of its most famous works of art. All those years when it hung in that dining room, it was no less a masterpiece. It's just that its real value was simply unnoticed. Well, in today's reading from St. Paul, our second reading, what did we hear? We are God's handiwork. You and I, we are God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus. In other words, we are great creations, just like works of art. And God is the creator. God is the artist. But like Caravaggio's painting hidden in plain view for a long time, sometimes our worth can go unnoticed, even to ourselves. Sadly, I think we rarely think of ourselves as great works of art. Yet God sees us differently. He always sees us as great works of art, although perhaps sometimes still in progress. I'm one of those in progress, I can assure you. Like the expert who spotted the dining room painting's value, God knows our true worth. What does the prophet Isaiah say about the people that God has made his own? You are precious in my sight. You are precious, and I love you. If we know ourselves as precious in God's sight, I think then it has implications for how we live, for how we love others, and how we give ourselves to others. Now, before I go on any further, I think it would be important for me to be able to make a distinction. Many well-meaning Christians mislabel low self-esteem as though it's humility. But there is a significant difference between the two. A humble person does not spend an inordinate amount of time thinking about his or her own flaws or his or her own unworthiness. I'd like to quote C.S. Lewis again. I did a few weeks ago, I believe. But I think he has a really good description of a humble person from his book, Mere Christianity. This is what he says. Do not imagine that if you meet a really humble man, he will be what most people call humble nowadays. He will not be a sort of greasy, smarmy person who is always telling you that he is nobody. Probably all you will think about him is that he seems to be a cheerful, intelligent chap who took a real interest in what you said to him. He will not be thinking about humility. He will not be thinking at all about himself." End quote. A humble person, my friends, does not need to undervalue or disparage himself or herself. They're far too busy engaging in the world around them. So if we have a healthy knowledge and acceptance of God's view of us as his great masterpieces, then it has serious implications for then how we view other people, how we view our brothers and sisters in this world, who also are great works of art. Whether they be people that we know and see every single day, or those that we see on occasion, these are people that we should value, whom we should treasure, whose worth, like a treasure in a museum, is beyond price. You do know that when someone is precious to us, we don't treat them like one of those paintings we might find in a garage sale, maybe like a dog on velvet, you know what I'm talking about? We will do anything we can to treat them with immense care. We will treat them even at great cost to ourselves. We will treasure them. We will value them simply for who they are. You see, my friends, our experience of truly valuing and loving others can give us just a small glimpse of how the Lord loves and values us. God loves us so much that he never counts the cost. I think our gospel said it beautifully. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Or what about St. Paul? How does he put it? God is rich in mercy because of the great love he had for us. We are so overwhelmingly loved and valued that God did not spare his own son, but he gave him up to save you and me. And because of that, I don't think it's surprising at all that the cross, the Christian symbol right here, the crucifix, has become our dominant symbol. And it's not that we glory in suffering at all. We have them here because we recognize just how far God was prepared to go to show his love for us. And so we want to be reminded of that great sacrifice, which is a source of love for us. So then, my dear friends, if we are masterpieces, all of us, and see how God loves and values us beyond price, then let's care for the treasure that we are. Don't allow this masterpiece to be locked away like a painting in an attic, just collecting dust. Recognize who you are before the God who created you. And then, if you can do that, recognize and value and care for the great work of art sitting right next to you.